Kids Radio presents Good Housekeeping Throughout History. Here's today's host, live from 1200 BC, Mandy Strasberg.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. In our first segment today, we're on location in ancient Israel, in a quiet tent near Elam Beza Ananim.
Which means the oak wood at the Twin Tents of Wandering.
Thanks. My guest today is Happy Homemaker JL. And when I say homemaker, I mean homemaker. You actually made this tent, didn't you, JL?
I sure did.
All by yourself?
Well, you don't think my husband Heber's going to lift a finger to help, do you? Oh, no. He's too busy out hobnobbing with the Canaanites and General Sisera. Though I can't imagine why. Personally, I don't care for the man at all.
Sisera, your husband?
Sisera, of course. Though, now that you mention it.
Anyway, about your tent.
It's just the way Heber is, I guess. He's friends with everybody. The Canaanites, the Israelites. Everybody likes him. Though I have a special affection for the Israelites. Terrible the way the Canaanites oppress them.
Anyway, we're here to talk about your home. What's your secret to a well-kept tent?
It's all about material and tent pegs, really, Mandy. Both have to be strong, sturdy, and durable. Or the next thing you know, you're chasing your chamber pot in a whirlwind.
Material and tent pegs.
That's right. You must have a solid hammer, iron pegs, and a sensible location. That's why we live here. This is a popular stop on the way to Hazor, and the ground is perfect for tent pegs. Here, let me show you.
Well...
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you an OT Action News special report. Here's Brent Chetley.
Today, hope in Israel. We understand that after 20 years of oppression by King Jabin and the Canaanites, the Israelites are about to rebel. Our top OT Action News reporter, Alex Jefferson, is on the scene in the hill country of Ephraim. Alex, what's happening there?
Brink, I'm here at Deborah's palm. Not the palm on her hand, but a palm tree where she holds court. Though I don't mean a basketball court, but a court because she's a judge.
Alex.
Right. I'm here because there were rumors that a rebellion against the Canaanites was in the making. Deborah, who was a renowned prophet and judge in this district, suddenly sent for Barak, son of Abinoam. And, wait, Barak has just arrived and they're... Hold on, let me get closer.
This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, Barak. Assemble 10,000 warriors from the tribes of Naphtali and Zebulun at Mount Tabor. I will lure General Sisera, commander of King Jabin's army, along with his chariots and warriors, to the Kishon River. There, I will give you victory over them.
You want me to lead a battle against the Canaanites? But...
Yes.
All right, I'll go. But only if you go with me.
I will go with you. But since you've made this choice, you will not have the glory of capturing Sisera yourself. You will receive no honor from the victory.
Now, wait a minute.
The Lord's victory over Sisera will be at the hands of a woman. Now, quickly, we must call the tribes of Israel and go to Mount Tabor.
You heard it first, Frank. Deborah has ordered Barak to go into battle against Sisera and the Canaanites.
Alex?
Wait, Brink. I think I can get to Deborah. Deborah?
Yes?
After 20 years of oppression, you've made a decisive move towards freedom.
The Lord has spoken. Barak will assemble 10,000 warriors on Mount Tabor.
Yeah, we heard all that. But he said he wouldn't go unless you went with him. That's pretty weird, isn't it? I mean, a woman going into battle this day and age?
God's will shall be accomplished, with or without me.
But you said God will hand Sisera over to a woman. Are you that woman?
I'm sorry, but I cannot comment further.
That's it, Brink. Amazing stuff. A rebellion against the Canaanites and a woman being taken into battle. Back to you.
Thanks, Alex. Let's get some framework for this historic event. Here in the studio with me is our resident expert, John Avery Whittaker.
Please just call me Whit.
All right. Can you give us the historical setting for what's happened today, Whit? This isn't the first time Israel has been under an enemy's thumb, right?
Well, actually, this is the third time since the death of Joshua that they've been oppressed by foreign invaders.
But what's behind this latest enslavement?
Well, it's not really enslavement. Otherwise, Deborah wouldn't have had the freedom to judge or to call Barak to battle.
Well, then, what is it?
Mostly, the Canaanites have terrorized Israel. General Sisera and his chariots have overpowered and plundered the villages, cut off trade, and taken away all the nation's weapons.
But, Wendt, all that happened after 80 years of peace. How did Israel fall into this condition?
Apparently, it's what God felt they deserved. Mm-hmm. According to the Bible, Israel did evil in God's eyes, and the consequence was that God allowed King Jabin and the Canaanites to have victory over them.
Well, thank you, Wendt. There is another facet to this event we need to explore, how Deborah, a woman, is going into the battle. And for that, we turn to our other resident expert, Connie Kendall.
Me? Well, I'm no expert, but I certainly do have a few opinions on the subject.
Opinions?
Well, why does it have to be such a big deal that a woman is going into battle?
Because historically...
Come on, you think men are the only ones who know how to kill and maim?
Connie, I doubt any of us want to brag about that ability,
but historically,
it was highly unusual at the time for a woman to go into battle.
Yes, and that
Deborah is one of only a few women prophets in the Old Testament. The only one given the authority as a judge.
Well, that's what I am talking about. Why didn't they have more women prophets and judges? Things wouldn't have been such a mess.
Let's go back over to you, Whit.
Hey, I'm not done.
Yes, you are, Connie. Whit, let's talk about the significance of Barak's request and the consequences of... Wait, I'm sorry. I have just gotten word that reporter Nathaniel Graham is with General Sisera, commander of the Canaanites. Nathaniel?
Brink, I'm here at Harosheth HaGoyim, which means blacksmith of the nation.
Presumably because of General Sisera's arsenal of iron war chariots.
Oh, yeah. The general has a lot of really amazing chariots around here. And I mean a lot of them. What about that, General?
I have the biggest and the best arsenal of weapons and chariots in the world.
I see a lot of your soldiers running around here. What's going on?
We received the news that the Israelites are trying to sneak together a little rebellion on Mount Tabor, and I thought we'd crush it.
And how are you planning to do that?
Look at my army. 300,000 footmen, 10,000 horsemen, 900 iron chariots. They are polished and ready. My chariots are the most feared and powerful weapons in the world.
Cool. But what are the spikes and knives on the wheels for?
Well, those are for bringing down foot soldiers who... happen to get in our way.
Oh, great. But tell me something. How are you going to get those chariots up the mountain? Isn't that going to be a problem?
We won't take them up the mountain. Our battlefield will be on the plains at the base of the mountain near the Kishon River. There we'll be able to...
General Sisera!
What is it? Can't you see I'm talking to the press?
Beg pardon, General, but the Israelite army has assembled on Mount Tabor.
All right, Captain. Mount up my troops. Prepare my chariots. We march to the Kishon River immediately.
Yes, General.
You'll have to excuse me. I have to annihilate these Hebrew pests.
Well, Brink, it looks like the Canaanite troops are moving out of the their headquarters. A battle is on the way, so I guess it's back to you in the studio.
Yes, thank you, Nathaniel. Wit, can you give us a sense of the geography for this forthcoming battle?
The Valley of Jezreel, which is in the north part of the country, is one of the great plains of Israel. There have been a lot of battles there throughout history, and for General Sisera, it's an ideal place for his chariots to maneuver.
So General Sisera has the advantage?
Oh, there's no question about it. Without divine intervention... Barak's army doesn't have a chance.
Thank you, Whit. On that dramatic note, we have to pause now for a break. We'll be right back with more on OT Action News right after this. Welcome back to OT Action News. In case you've just joined us, here's where we are. 10,000 Israelites, led by Barak, have gathered at Mount Tabor. The Canaanites, under General Sisera, are moving swiftly toward the Kishon River, which is at the base of the mountain. Alex Jefferson has just joined the Israelite army. Alex?
It's a spectacular sight here, Brink. Mount Tabor has been called the best view in Palestine. The mountain is more than 2,000 feet high, and some people say it looks like a giant cone with the top cut off.
Who says that, Alex?
I don't know. People? Well, me mostly.
I thought so.
Anyway... the Israelites are gathered and wondering what to do next. With me once again is Barak, leader of this army. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Mr. Barak, General Sisera and his troops are coming at you with everything they have. What's your strategy?
Strategy? Well, take a look around you.
I have 10,000 men who have not been trained for battle, few weapons, and nothing but faith to see us through. So, for the time being, this mountain is the perfect defense.
How so?
There is no way that General Cicero will be able to get his chariots up here. We're in a completely safe place and have the advantage. As long as we stay here, then...
Now is the time. We must march down the mountain and defeat the Canaanites for the glory of the Lord.
March down, but this is the perfect location here. They can't reach us. With our inferior forces,
has not the Lord gone ahead of you? You have nothing to fear. This day the Lord has given the army of General Sisera into your hands.
Whatever you say, Deborah. Mount up, armies of God! We march down the mountain to meet these invaders!
The troops are headed down Mount Tabor, Brink. I think I'll follow as closely as I can.
Thank you, Alex. Meanwhile, Nathaniel Graham is with General Sisera and the Canaanite army. Nathaniel, what's happening? Are the Canaanites ready for battle?
Are they ever? Right now, all eyes are on Mount Tabor, which incidentally does look like a cone with the top cut off.
Oh, well, thank you.
General Sisera and his chariots are waiting for the Israelites to make their first move, and then... Wait a second. Something's going on. I can hear what sounds like thunder in the distance. This is weird, Brink. There hasn't been a cloud in the sky until now. And then suddenly, yes, dark clouds are rolling in, and...
Nathaniel, are you there?
It's raining, pouring. Hey, I'm getting soaked. The Canaanites are really confused. I've never seen rain fall so hard so fast. It's gonna ruin my sneakers. I better go...
Nathaniel? Well, it looks like we've lost contact with Nathaniel. Alex, let's go back to you.
I'm here, Brink. Barak has sounded the battle cry, and the Israelites are running headlong down the mountain. Ahead, I can see what looks like mist. No, it's rain. A wall of rain dropping right onto the Canaanites. This is amazing.
All right, Alex, we'll come back to you when you're closer to the battlefield. Turning back to you, Whit, what do we know about this battle?
The Bible says that the Lord routed Sisera. Some believe he caused the chariots to break and the men to be thrown out, making a scene of mass confusion. However, many believe that a great storm blew in from behind the Israelites. It blew hail and rain into the faces of the Canaanites.
Hold that thought, Whit. I believe we have Nathaniel back. Yes, Nathaniel, can you hear me? Where are you?
I found a safe vantage point to watch what's going on.
What kind of vantage point?
I'm up in a tree.
Can you describe for us what you see?
Well, it's mass chaos down on the battlefield. The soldiers are running around and nobody seems to know what to do. The rain is falling so hard that the Canaanites can't shoot any of their arrows at the Israelites, who are now coming at them full force.
Well, what about General Sisera and his chariots?
The chariots are useless. The horses are panicked by the rain and thunder. The drivers can't get them under control. They're crashing into one another like a gigantic bumper car ride. It's a mess. The field is turned to mud under their wheels, and the soldiers are slipping around. It'd be funny if it wasn't so, unfunny.
But where is General Sisera? Who is in charge?
I don't know, Brink. He was around a minute ago, but I can't see him now. And it looks like everybody's moving towards the Kishon River, but I don't know who's telling the army to go that way. Oh, no! This is terrible, Brink! The Canaanites are going into the river! Maybe they thought it was shallow enough to wade through, but the rain has filled it up so fast that a flood is sweeping away the men, the horses, and the chariots. This is a disaster!
Nathaniel, where are the Israelites? Can you see them?
I'm sorry, but I'm having a hard time seeing anything from up in this tree.
Well, maybe you should get down from the tree and get closer to the action.
Are you nuts? Yes, that's right. Good idea. I'll get back to you later.
All right. Whit, what else can you tell me about this remarkable battle?
Well, this certainly fits what we know from the Song of Deborah as recorded in the Book of Judges, chapter 5. The river Kishon swept the Canaanites away. It makes sense that an intense rainstorm could have caused the river to flood.
Well, what about... Wait, we have another report from Nathaniel Graham. Nathaniel, what is going on there?
Brink, I'm in the thick of the battle.
You sound strange, Nathaniel. Where are you exactly?
Exactly? Well, I'm under an overturned chariot. It seemed like a pretty safe place.
Uh-huh. Well, tell us what's happening.
It's simple, Brink. The entire army of the Canaanites is being destroyed by the Israelites. From where I hide, watch, it looks like the Canaanites are in full retreat. They've turned around and are running back towards Heros, their camp. Barak and his army are pursuing them. Look, I'm gonna have to change positions. All I can see are ankles right now.
All right, Nathaniel. We'll get back to you when you've found a better view. I understand we're ready to return to Alex Jefferson again. Alex, are you there?
I sure am, Brink, and boy do I wish you could see this. I mean, it's disgusting, but amazing, too. The ragtag army of Israelites are decimating the Canaanites. Bayrak has sight of General Sisera, who seems to be stuck in his chariot just ahead. No, hold on. General Sisera has leapt from his chariot and he's running the other way. He's going. No, sorry, I can't see him now. He's disappeared into the crowd of fleeing soldiers.
He's run away?
That's right. He's abandoned his chariot and has started to run north. Bayrak is going after him. I'm going to try to follow.
All right, but be careful, Alex. We'll be right back with more on OT Action News right after this. Welcome back to OT Action News. Whit, what's your take on General Sisera running away?
Well, General Sisera is a seasoned soldier. I'm sure he saw that the battle was lost. As the general, he would have made a prize prisoner for the Israelites if they didn't kill him first. Now, what's ironic, too, is that General Sisera has had to escape on foot.
And why is that so ironic?
Well, his chariots have been his pride and his confidence. He was arrogant because he had them, and the Israelites were on foot. And now he's had to abandon the very object of his pride to save his own skin.
Where will he run?
Well, if he is headed north, as Alex said, then he may be trying to return to King Jabin in Hazor.
Well, thank you, Whit. This is history in the making. Israel once again has regained its freedom, and as we speak, the commander of the oppressive Canaanite army is on the run from Bayrak. We'll return you now to our regularly scheduled program and come back on the air the minute we have any updates. For now, this is Brink Chetley. Thank you for listening.
We now return to our regularly scheduled programming, Good Housekeeping Throughout History, with Mandy Strasberg.
Now, Mandy, this pillow was a present from my mother-in-law right after Heber and I were betrothed. I believe it's made out of the skin
Is anyone here?
What? Who's there?
I am General Sisera, commander of King Jabin's army. Is this the tent of Heber the Kenite?
Oh, General. Yes, it is. I'm Jael, Heber's wife. We met at the party of...
Be quiet, woman. Who's she?
You're on the Good Housekeeping Throughout History program.
Glad to hear it. Woman, listen to me. I need a place to hide.
Hide, my lord?
The Israelites have destroyed my army, and now they're after me. Now, quickly, I need your help.
Yes, my lord. Come in. Make yourself comfortable. My tent is spacious, and there are many places for a general to hide.
Bring me some water. I'm very thirsty.
Of course, great Sisera. You must be parched after such a terrible defeat. But I can do better than water.
Excuse me, but have I disappeared? We're in the middle of a show.
Here, General. Have some fresh milk.
Yes, milk. Just what I need.
Now, great General, why don't you lie down? You must be very tired losing to Israel and all that.
Oh, fine. I'll just wait here.
Yes. Rest is just what I need. It was absurd. We had them at our mercy. That Bayrak... I'll get more troops and return with a vengeance unlike anything the world has seen. Those scum will soon see me at my finest.
Here, my lord, you hide under these pillows. You can rest there and be hidden at the same time.
If anybody comes and asks you, I'm not here. No one is here.
Leave everything to me, General. We'll wait at the door. Now hurry. Under the pillows with you.
Thank you. Now for some sleep.
You go to the door and wait for me outside.
But what are you going to do? I can't finish the show without you.
This will only take a minute. Now, where did I put those tent pegs and hammer? Ah, here they are. Shoo, Mandy, I'll be out just as soon as I...
We once again interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you an OT Action News update.
I'm Brink Chetley with OT Action News. We have more developments in the story of Israel's long-awaited freedom after Deborah, a judge and prophet, along with her military leader Bayrak, defeated the Canaanite army under General Sisera. General Sisera himself escaped from the battle and has been on the run, presumably to secure the protection of King Jabin in Hazor. Bayrak is in hot pursuit, and our correspondent Alex Jefferson is with him.
That's right, Brink. I'm here in Elon Visa Ananam.
Which, I understand, means the Oakwood at the Twin Tents of Wandering.
It does? I mean, it does. And Bayrak believes General Sisera is hiding in this area. Finding him, though, will continue to be a problem.
What do you think Bayrak will do, a tent-to-tent search?
Let me ask. Bayrak.
What is it? Can't you see I'm busy? I have to find that tyrant.
Are you going to search the tents?
What part of the world are you from? I can't simply search the tents. It's against the common law of the land.
Common law?
Once a person has taken sanctuary in the tent of someone else, that sanctuary is sacred. And the host is duty-bound to protect his guest, even at the expense of his own life.
Then what are you going to do?
I don't know. But I must find him one way or the other before...
Before a woman kills him? Just as Deborah prophesied?
I don't want to talk about that.
Alex?
Mandy? What are you doing here?
Who is with you, Alex?
It's Mandy Strasberg, the host of Good Housekeeping Throughout History. What a surprise. Didn't we just interrupt your program?
You sure did. And that's not all.
What in the world was that?
I'm afraid to guess.
Bayrak.
I am Bayrak. Who are you?
I am Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Come with me. I will show you the man you're looking for.
Alex, can you tell us what's going on?
Bayrak is going into Heber's tent with Jael. I believe she just said that she would take Bayrak to General Sisera. Is that what you heard, Mandy?
Uh-huh. But it won't be a pleasant meeting.
What do you mean?
That woman has a mean swing with a hammer and tent peg.
Alex!
Wait, Brink. Bayrak is coming back out of the tent.
The Lord God has been totally victorious! General Sisera is dead! He has fallen under the hand of Jael!
There you have it, Brink. General Sisera is dead!
How did he die, Alex?
Well, I'm not sure. Mandy, did Jael kill General Sisera?
Uh-huh.
But how?
Well, this is a kid's show. Let them read it in the Book of Judges with their parents if they really want to know.
I guess that's it, Brink.
Thank you, Alex. So, General Sisera has been killed by a woman, just as Deborah prophesied. Now, fortunately, John Avery Whittaker is still here to help us sort some of this out. Whit, why do you think Jael, a Kenite, killed General Sisera?
Well, that is an interesting question, Brink. I'm sure it'll be debated for years to come. Obviously, she had her own agenda against General Sisera. Or perhaps she was truly loyal to Israel. We simply don't know for sure. And whether she knew it or not, she was fulfilling God's will by her actions.
Thank you, Whit. Well, that's all for this special report from OT Action News. For Alex Jefferson, Nathaniel Graham, and the entire OT Action News team, I'm Brink Chetley. Good night.
When we first met Bayrak, he didn't seem very confident, did he? But when he decided to do what God told him to do, God used him for great things. While Bayrak's faith was weak at first, it was real. He's even listed in Hebrews 11 as one whose weakness turned to strength. If you want to learn more about Bayrak, check out the Book of Judges chapters 4 and 5 in your Bible. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. OT Action News, Battle at the Kishon, was written by Nathan Hubler and Paul McCusker and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Sherry Belgo, Earl Bowen, Corey Burton, Aria Curzon, Blake Ewing, Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Pete Renaday, and Travis Tedford. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.